Hi, this is. Thank you for contacting Omex Health. My name is Nas. How can I help you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm calling because normally I get my reorder after the 3 months go by about a week early. And today I ran out yesterday on Friday, and I'm out without it altogether. Would you want to look up my account and see what my
Yes.
status is?
Yes, sir, I'd be glad to get that tracking number for you and see if I can see when that shipment gets to you. May I please get your first and last name?
My first name is Ronald, and my last name is Mason, Mason.
Right, thank you. And could I get your shipping address, please?
Is 8036 Teasdale Avenue, North Hollywood, California, 91605.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's And so you got the, it was the Omax 3, correct?
Right.
All right.
I'm wondering what the reason was why they didn't send it out.
Okay, so you never received another shipment, correct?
No.
Let's see if I can get that tracking number for you.
I ran out of it yesterday. I kept on looking out in the mailbox, but I mean, not the mailbox, but alongside my mailbox for that little square package.
All right. Let's see. Just give me one moment while I locate that tracking number for you, sir.
Thank you.
Still here, sir? Just give me one moment. All right, sir. So it looks here that you the order is placed on the 25th or 26th of every month. So the order should set up on the 26th of this month. And I can double check that. But just could you give me one moment, please?
Yeah, that's sort of unusual because, the last time it was the shipping date was 1/27/2020, and so, 90 days after that it would be on the April 27th, and I should have actually received it about a week before the 27th.
Oh, yes, I
So it
understand.
goes all the way back to about the 21st of last month, and here we are about 3 weeks behind. But I had enough on hand because, I always figure that, I think I
Right.
talked to you the last time, and I said was about a week, and I was wondering where it was at that time back in January. And so they said, well, we'll automatically update it about a week before so that you'll always have it ahead of time. And so I should have gotten it, like I say, about a week ago.
Well, it looks here that maybe your payment information needs to be updated. It says that the last charges were the last authorization was declined. The item was ready, but it was declined last charge.
Maybe the person that took my order, I just told him, I said, look, I had been sick for about like a while, not with the coronavirus, but with other things, with geriatrics. Anyway, I just told him, I said, I'm a week behind, so I said, just go ahead and send it like you normally would, but be aware of the fact that I still have a week extra on it. And so maybe there was some confusion on that on the other person on the other end of the line. But
Okay.
are you going to send it out as of today so that I'll get it a week from now so I don't have to go down to the store and figure out on a substitute?
No, sir. Yeah, I can still get that out. I can still get it out to you. I just have to update the let's see. Let me see what those. It just says that those last charges were declined. All right, let's see.
I don't understand why I was declined. I don't think I ever, said that I should not order it anymore because I've been using it for like, I don't know how long I've been using it, for about 2 years or more.
Oh, I understand. But yeah, it was, it says that the it was the item was declined authorization. I'm gonna go ahead and see what I could do for you. Could you give me one moment so we can get this reactivated?
Take two or three moments.
All right, no problem. Still here, I'm just seeing if I can get that information.
Thank you.
I'm still here, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just making sure you know that I haven't left you. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and update that payment information for you. All right, sir. What I'm gonna go ahead and do is just to update the credit card information. If I could please get the card you used to pay with, if I could get that information, and I can just update your profile with maybe the correct card payment information.
Do you have the card number? I have three cards. I automatically assumed that I was automatically billed for it. You know, they ship it, and I was automatically billed on the same credit card, so they didn't have to, you know, give
right.
you another credit card number.
The.
Can you tell me what the credit card number was? I mean, I don't want to go give you a different one if I can help it.
Okay, so the last card that I see that was added was the MasterCard ending in 7326.
And why should you use it again? Wait a minute, I'm going to take a look because, you know, I think that's a Bank America card.
Okay.
One that I was using.
Sir?
Yeah, as I'm looking at the back of the card, they get the. It's a different one. Why don't I just go ahead and give you a new card number?
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah, it's I changed it over to the Bank America. I don't know, they gave me another new card, and it's got a different number on the back of it, so to make things understandable, I'll just give you, I'll give you my Chase Freedom card instead of my Capital One card. It's a Chase Bank Freedom Card Visa credit card.
It's a Visa?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's 41472021239.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and read that back to you. It's 41472021642712239.
Yes, expires 9/24.
All right.
Do you want the number on the back of it?
I will. Let's see. I'm going to need the expiration date. I think that's. All I'm going to need is the cardholder's name.
Ronald L. Mason.
Is L. Mason on the card?
M-A-S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Freemason, by the way.
Oh, wow, that's a coincidence.
Into the Masonic Lodge.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and update that payment information. And let's see if I can get that that shipment out.
Right, can you put a rush on it?
Really? Oh. Sarah, could you repeat that?
What did you say?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, can you put a rush order on there so I wouldn't have to wait 7 days to get it?
I'll see what I can do. Could you give me one moment? All right, sir. There was a bit of an error. Could I please get that card one more time, please?
Yeah, I got to get my wallet out of my pants pocket.
All right, no problem.
Which was my wallet was in my other pants. When I leave the house, I got to get my dress pants. And we'll put my mask on for the car. Yeah, it's 4-1-4-7-2-0-2-1-6-4-2-7-1-2-3-9.
All right, sir, I'm going to read it back to you. It's 4147-2021-6427-1239.
Correct.
All right.
Expiration date is 9/24. Got a couple more years on it.
All right, and may I please get that those three numbers on the back?
850.
All right. Yes, check the box. Okay. All right, sir. I went ahead and got everything out. Yeah. Let's see. So it looks like here you have the Omax 3, correct? The Omega 3s products, sir.
Right.
You could get the Omax. The Omax vitamin E product, which would
I can give you the product code number. Would you like that?
Oh then no sir, I've updated your payment for the Omax the B3s. You should receive that. Sir?
I hear you.
All right. All right, just give me one moment while I set that up. All right, yes, sir. I'm just getting set up. All right, sir. I went ahead and set up the Omax 3s for you. You should receive that within 7 shipping days. And I can also offer the vitamin D support, which would support healthy bones, muscles, and your immune system with high potency vitamin D3s, made from a word that honestly I can't pronounce, but essentially it's you receive natural vitamin D from your sun, from sunlight, and the high potency dose would help with things like your immune system, which would be important right around now, and calcium absorption, bone health. It's also, soy free and gluten free, and it's non-GMO, so it's no, it's an all natural product. Would you like to try that, sir?
No. Now I got enough supplements here to choke a horse. And take
Well,
5 minutes to prepare all my vitamins and minerals and curcumin and turmeric and sun chlorella. And I got a ton of stuff here.
okay, I understand that, sir. Well, I went ahead and got that shipment out to you.
And there's no chance of putting a rush order on that so I could get it within less than. On your end of the line, you evidently misunderstood that I had gone because I was out of commission for like about almost 2 months. But when I said hold back on the order instead of the regular shipping date, this was just about the middle of last month I did that, and they said, yeah, no problem. See, that's the reason why I called you today, because I kept on looking outside and never got the Omax shipment. That evidently they misunderstood it at the other end of the line. I just told them, I said, hold back on the delivery date for about a week so I can catch up with using what I've already got. And now I'm out of it today because I was out of it yesterday. And well, I did my last two capsules yesterday. But isn't there any way of putting a rush order on that as a favor? Because you goofed up on your end of the line. Of course, it wasn't you probably necessarily was taking my order.
All right, I understand, sir. I can definitely check to see if I can get that for you.
Which I'd appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
But thank you very much for taking my order today and straightening everything all out.
All right, no. Yes, sir. All right, I actually, give me 1 moment, sir. Yes, sir. I checked with my supervisor. Unfortunately, it actually wasn't due to the any mix-ups on our part. It looks like the card that was used was declined. That's why I had to update your payment information. That's the reason the shipments went out. Unfortunately, we don't really have
Yeah, remember I showed you the Bank America? I had some confusion. They have a MasterCard, which is different than a Visa card. And
Yes.
so I said, I don't really want that same card, so they sent me out a brand new one with a different number on it, where this one is not a debit card, but a credit card. So that's maybe where the confusion lied.
Yeah,
So,
the payment that
of
was on
course,
here
being
was a
out,
MasterCard.
that card was being used for I can't remember when, but then they send out new cards every once in a while because, you're a good customer. And so I got that finally straightened away. In fact, I'm going to call him right now and tell him that, get rid of that old card number because I'm not ordering. Anyway, to be a long story short, everything's been worked out. Thank you so much for taking my order. And now I'm going to get back and start praying for
Okay.
everybody that's under the being attacked by this current and keeping a toe looking at it in the paper. And I don't know if you're a Christian or not, but I am, and I'm an evangelist. And I go out in the streets and I, preach Christ crucified and the kingdom of God is closer at hand in the history of mankind than ever before. And I preach, if you repent of your sins, and you believe in Jesus Christ, that he was God Almighty in human flesh, he promises that you will have everlasting life in heaven with him. Of course, there's a lot of indifference in between. You have to trust him alone for your salvation. I don't trust me because I'll never make it because I sin every day of my life. Even I can live inside my house by myself. Here I can have a bad thought, and if I don't confess it before I go to bed at night, that's still, I can't work my way into salvation by being a nice guy and living up to all the Ten Commandments because I break it somewhere along the line every day of my life. And then he says, if you don't believe that I was not only the Son of God, but I was God Almighty in human flesh. And so people don't realize all these little things that are in there that it means so much. He says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he promises that you will have everlasting life in heaven with him. And so many thousand, countless people that claim to be a believer and they're doing all the right things in life, he says, for by grace you have been saved through faith and that not of yourselves. I have nothing to do with my salvation whatsoever. He says it's a free gift. You don't have to earn it or deserve it or work for it by trying to be a nice person living off all the commandments. He says, lest you should boast about it. I've never been right since I was born out of my mother's womb. And I'll never be right, but I'm right because he's made me right because of his righteousness alone for my salvation. And he says, you must acknowledge me to be the Lord and master of your life. I'm no longer master of my life. He owns me. I'm his creation. But I just want to leave you know that before I take off. And it takes me about 20 minutes to go through all of this stuff when I'm out in the streets talking to people.
Oh, I understand, sir.
I don't win anybody to Christ. I'm not a soul winner. The Holy Spirit is my soul winner. He's just using me as an in-between because I'm filled with his power and his words coming out of my mouth, and it's not my words, but it's God's word. So yeah, I see all these people, they're wondering why they're being attacked and why they're dying. I figure all these people, there's no last-minute deathbed conversions in this life.
Right. I understand that, sir.
I'll bring you up to date on all that stuff, whether you're a Baptist, Lutheran, Episcopalian, or Church of Christ and God, or Seventh-day Adventist, or whatever, what you are, a Jehovah's Witness, whatever. Unless you know the facts that I gave you right now, you won't go to heaven. These are all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ when we do die. And the ones that said they don't have you reached a place in your spiritual life that you know for sure if you're dead, you go to heaven. Everybody that I talked to said, well, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I haven't looked at a woman with lust in my eyes, I haven't broken any of the commandments. And I said, and you're perfect, right? And I said, I'm not perfect. I know you're not perfect. You're lying to me if you think that you can make it into heaven by yourself.
Right. Jose, I'd like to thank you for contacting Omex Help, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.